This Get Made. Hey everybody, welcome to a mini episode of How Did This Get Made. I once again apologize to you, our loyal listeners, for being so late with this mini episode. But you know what? We got pregnancy, we got pilots, we got travel. We're getting it done. Yes, it's late, but is the work top quality? Always. Thank you guys for bearing with us. We're trying. We're trying really hard. That's all I can say to you. Just a reminder, on 3/14, that's March 14th, we got a double live show at Largo in Los Angeles. The first show sold out. The second show, tickets are still available. The theme of the night, Hulkamania. That's right. Movies starring Hulk Hogan. Tickets go to Largo, LA. That's 3/14, 10 p.m. show. Also, a reminder, do you guys know that we have a Twitter account? Fuck yeah, because we're the best. We're going to have a Pinterest account soon. Just watch us. You can follow us on Twitter at HDTGM. HDTGM. That's how it goes. And one more plug, because you know what? You guys love a good plug. My comic book, Aliens vs. Parker. No, it's not a movie or a book about Jason Statham's character from the action movie Parker. It is just about a bunch of guys who fight a bunch of aliens in space. It's fun. It's on Amazon. Check it out. Aliens vs. Parker. That's a commercial. How about that? Holy shit. This next movie that we're doing, I don't even know how to describe it. I've watched the trailer. I've seen the posters. I still don't get it. It has a whopping 15% approval rating on Rotten Tomatoes. I'm talking about the in theaters now film, A Winter's Tale. Yes, I'm going to make you go out to the movie theater to see this movie because it looks so dumb. There are gemstones, there's horse battles, time travel, and a scarred Russell Crowe. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to read you the description that it says on Google. Set in a mythic New York City and spanning more than a century, the film is a story of miracles, crossed destinies, and the age-old battle between good and evil. Oh my goodness. Now look, this, just listen to the trailer. Listen to the trailer. You'll get it. You'll get what I think. So I'm asking you to all go out to the theater. And if you're a dude, bring your lady and be like, I think it's romantic that we go. And if it's a lady, bring your man and be like, because then we can listen to a podcast, you dumb dumb, and we can enjoy it. You could take me out for once, you piece of shit. All right, here's the trailer. Let's take a listen.
Weeks.
You have a gun?
Just robbing the place, you know?
Is that still your intention?
No, it isn't.
Well then, I suppose the polite thing to do would be to offer you a cup of tea. You steal things?
I do steal things, yeah, from time to time. Lately I've been having a bit of a disagreement with an old boss, though.
Peter Lake. I want to kill him, and I want him to stay dead.
What's the best thing you've ever stolen?
I'm beginning to think I haven't stolen it yet. You are impossibly beautiful.
What is your relationship to Beverly? Are you aware of her condition?
She's dying.
If you didn't love me now, no one ever will.
I've been blackening souls and crushing miracles for longer than I can remember.
Yours is the kind of love that makes the world warm and light. The kind of love that can save her.
You'll not be saving anyone.
I smashed into you.
You alright?
I'm Abby. What's your name?
I don't know. Sunlight comes creeping in. I've had no memory for as long as I can remember. I appreciate the help. Stories of what we did. It made me think of you.
It made me think of you. Beverly. Her name was Beverly.
What's happening here?
Why keep me alive?
Maybe there was something you were still meant to do.
He is neither angel nor demon. How is he still alive?
Is it possible to love someone so completely they simply can't die?
You're late. You know, Peter, nothing happens that it isn't supposed to.
I told you. Now, seeing it, at least there's some magical things. Russell Crowe opens up a box and the guy flips a coin and the city changes. Who knows? My favorite scene in the trailer, and it's going to be in the movie, so go see it, but there's a battle on two slow-moving horses. Like, Russell Crowe's intimidating Colin Farrell's character with a horse. I am very excited about this. So is it streaming? No, it's in the theaters. You could probably find it online if you want to do that and fucking rip off the system. God damn it, we're trying to make a living here and you guys are ripping us off. Would you steal a car? No. Would you steal a movie? You probably would, but don't. Go to the movies, see A Winter's Tale, the 2014 film. I don't even know if it's going to be in theaters by the time this weekend is over, so go now. Go now. All right, I'm looking forward to this very much. Now it's time for a part of the show that we like to call Corrections and Omissions. Hit the theme song.
We're sorry to tell you that you were wrong, and here's some things you just didn't touch on.
This is a chance for you to tell us what we might have missed or what we got totally wrong in last week's episode. And last week's episode was, of course, the Jean-Claude Van Damme, Dennis Rodman classic Double Team. Let's hear what you guys had to say. Here we go. SorryKansas.com says, I have a big omission for you. During the shootout at the amusement park, Stavros grabs a kid, his kid, picks him up, and uses him as a human shield. If he had left his kid on the ground, he would have never been killed. Oh my God, I did not believe that. I told Jason about that when I read this. He didn't believe it either. Stavros killed his own kid. Oh man. Poor Stavros. Also, very excited, I got a meme. I'm meme-worthy. Get him his own poncho. Finally, guys, I got a meme. And I appreciate that, Josh G, for making that happen. Now, there was another comment here from Walter. He says, the I'm not interested in your sex life line confused me too. Then I realized he was actually responding to Robin's line, the last guy who made fun of my hair still trying to pull his head out of his ass. So I don't think it was a random comment on Robin's sexuality. It's just a really poorly written joke with a pointless pause for laughter. I got that. I think I got that. I still felt like it was a long way to go. Like to be like, oh, yeah. I think it was, you're right. It's badly worded. It's like really reaching to be like, oh, that's how you enjoy sex, by putting people's heads up their asses. Jim Cotta points out something that I am very happy about. Van Damme has a lot of American names, and let's hear them all. In Cyborg, he was Gibson Rickenbacker. In Kickboxer, he was Kurt Sloan. In Death Warrant, he was Lewis Burke. In Double Impact, he was Alex and Chad Wagner. Twins, we're going to do that one for sure. Sudden Death, he was Darren McCord. Desert Heat, Eddie Lomax. Wake of Death, Ben Archer. And Until Death, Anthony Stowe. They are never going to give this guy, his name is Jean-Claude Van Damme. We love him because of, they give him a foreign fucking name. Octavius writes, I want to nominate another hero of this movie, and that would be those involved in making and maintaining the glass in the movie. It seemed like every chance in this movie had, someone was getting thrown onto, into, around, or near glass. So that's a shout out to glass and the maintainers of glass. Very good point, Octavius. This next correction and omission comes from Slide Pocket. He says, you guys forgot to mention that Double Team was nominated and won 3 Razzies, and they were all for Dennis Rodman. He won for Worst Supporting Actor, Worst New Star, Worst Screen Couple for him and Jean-Claude Van Damme. And in the Worst Supporting Actor category, Rodman beat out the likes of William Dafoe in Speed 2 and Chris O'Donnell and Arnold Schwarzenegger in Batman and Robin. Considering these two movies were previously covered on the show prior to Double Team, that is some tough competition. You bet, but Dennis Rodman earned it. Or, according to June, didn't earn it at all. That was a great one. Sorry, we did not mention that at all. Great correction and omission. Julie Diaz writes, why was there no discussion of the Crystal Waters-Dennis Rodman collaboration track at the end of the movie? Holy shit, Julie, you are so on the ball. Take a listen to this amazing track. Not the whole thing, just a little bit of Dennis Rodman's end theme song. He almost went Will Smith with it. Yeah!
More. Late, cheek, fun, cheek, She's the head of state patrol.
Head to toe.
A shade of peach.
That's a secret she likes to keep.
She likes the boys, think they're cool.
But between her legs are the family jewels.
Oh, it's so good. All right. What else do we have here? Okay. Sledge brought to our attention why there was so much ADR, and he links it to the fact that the director of this movie was a Hong Kong director. And Hong Kong directors at this period loved using ADR because back in the day, Hong Kong film production shot so fast it was too expensive to have a quiet set. So basically, they just figured they could make all the script changes after the movie has finished shooting. That's what ADR is for in Hong Kong. Now, I may have just said something racist, but I'm repeating what Sledge is basically telling me. And basically, this movie was supposed to be, now I'm going to mispronounce this guy's name, Su Hark's Broken Arrow, but it was clearly not. Su Hark, Hong Kong director who loves ADR. That was interesting to find out why that actually happened. And finally, Nate Kylie, who helps me out with these mini episodes, he pointed out something that I definitely missed. He said that in the podcast, I mentioned that this movie took place before Mickey Rourke's face got weird, but he strongly disagrees. His face started changing in 93, and this is 97. So, Nate, I apologize to you because you know what? You're goddamn right. I looked on Google. His face did get weird in 93. Great corrections and omissions, guys. Really stellar work across the board. And I can't get that song out of my fucking head. Way to go. I love that Dennis Rodman had a recording career. So good. All right, we're just moving right along. Good chance for me to tell you, hey, do you guys like pint glasses? Well, guess what? We got How Did This Get Made pint glasses in the Earwolf store. We're going to have shirts eventually. I don't know where they have been or why we haven't gotten them. Take that up with the management. As always, if you want to send How Did This Get Made something, you can. You can send it to us via our P.O. Box. Go on the Earwolf website and send us something if you'd like. We've been getting some lovely gifts, and we thank you all for sending those gifts. All right, now it is time where I log onto Facebook, the official How Did This Get Made Facebook page, and answer some of your Q's with some A's. That's right. It's time for Q&A's, a chance for me to answer your questions and butcher your names. Here we go. Dan Sostick writes, who would make your Mount Rushmore of bad movie actors? Dan, amazing question. I'm tempted to say right off the bat, Nicolas Cage. Four versions of Nicolas Cage. Young Nick Cage, weird hair Nick Cage, goatee Nick Cage, and then like present day Nick Cage, but it would never be finished. It would always be evolving. Man, the worst actors. You see, though, there are no bad actors. They're just entertaining actors. So I'm going to say my Mount Rushmore of bad actors, Tommy Wiseau, David Caruso with the sunglasses. I would like the sunglasses to be perched on his nose. Maybe put William Shatner up there. And then, oh, man, for the last one, this is a really good question. Holy moly, I don't know. I think I'm going to have to go with that little kid, Jacob Lloyd, from Star Wars The Phantom Menace. I just want to see that guy immortalized on the side of a mountain. It's not his fault. He was a child. John Hansel writes, how much carrot juice do you want me to bring to the party? John, if you have to ask that question, don't come to the fucking party. All right? You got to bring as much as you think we want to drink, and that is a shitload. Everyone knows the best parties are a carrot juice party. What? All right, Ryan Hurtle writes, when will I be discovered? Sadly, very sadly, not until you pass. I am so sorry, Ryan. You are going to be discovered days after you have finished a intense hang gliding session and crashed into trees. You've been eaten by wolves. There'll be pieces of you, and people are like, who is this guy? They're going to find your YouTube page. You're going to say you're a genius. Sadly, you'll have nothing else to make, and you'll never benefit from it. I am sorry, Ryan, but guess what? We're going to love you when you're dead, and we're going to champion you. You're going to be like our James Dean, but you weren't famous before. So it'll be a very retroactive. But people are going to have posters of you, like small posters, not big ones. Like, you know that John Belushi college poster? They're going to have like that version, but almost like a wallet-sized poster of you, Ryan Hurtle, in their pockets. It's going to be used as like a frozen yogurt punch card. That's how much people love you. They're going to form a yogurt religion around you. Holy shit, Rodrigo Diaz, you are bringing up one of the things I really forgot to talk about. Now I'm glad you did. WWE has just announced a straight-to-DVD sequel to Jingle All the Way starring Who? Larry the Cable Guy. This is real. The WWE superstar Santino Marella, who despite his ring name is actually Canadian, is also going to be in this movie. Holy shit. I guarantee you, I promise you, that we will do the sequel to Jingle All the Way. We're going to bring back Joe Mandy. We're going to do it all for you again. I am so excited about this. Straight to DVD sequel, Jingle All the Way. It's what America's been asking for. What will be the toy be? Will it be an app? I feel like toys aren't even popular anymore. They're not going to be a Turbo Man. But I'm going to go there. I'm going to go and try. John Walker writes, is the tiger that worked for Stavros the tiger from Life of Pi? Good catch. It is the same tiger. Very talented actor. He's been just putting in the time, putting in the work, doing a lot of great stuff. He was in We Bought a Zoo. Really understated performance there. I love this guy. Really solid. And he's going to be in Noah, which is coming up very soon. So look out for that tiger. Kevin McUnicorn writes, what color should I dye my mustache? Simple, dude. You dye it pink, and then you are essentially like a Lyft driver. You know that service that picks you up like a Uber, but it's cheaper? And then you can like go up to girls at parties and be like, hey, you want a Lyft? Free mustache rides. And then people will slap you in the face because that's gross. But 1 out of 100 girls is going to be like, yeah, do it. Bring that pink mustache down on me. Sorry, that got a little gross. Liam G. Boyle writes, would you sleep with a little Gwen Stefani? Okay. I got to break down this question in a couple ways. First of all, I'm married. So let's take that off the table. If I'm not married to the beautiful, talented June Diane Raphael, would I sleep with a little Gwen Stefani? Well, the question isn't that simple because is it Gwen Stefani? Or is it a shrunken version of Gwen Stefani? Or is it just a girl that looks like Gwen Stefani who's small? I'm going to go with it's a shrunken Gwen Stefani. I think it would be creepy. A, she'd have to also not be married. I'm not into the infidelity thing. I love Bush. Don't want to hurt Gavin Rossdale at all. If she's mini, I think I'm going to feel uncomfortable. I think I'm going to feel like I'm having sex with a child, and I don't want that. So I'm going to say that question is B-A-N-A-N-A-S. I misspelled it, but you get the point. Okay. Alex O'Sullivan writes, what's your favorite canceled TV show without a proper ending, and how would you have ended it? I would say The Cape on NBC because it was so good. No, Deadwood, of course. Deadwood did not have the proper ending, but I think I would end it the same way that Aliens versus Cowboys ended. Just have aliens just pop down and have Swearingen just curse them out and send the aliens back home. Brian Craig Sandala writes, my 4-year-old just asked me tonight, Daddy, when are all my days over? Well, how many does he have left? I hate to guess. Well, Brian, that is an amazing question. I love children asking how many days did he have left? Oh my gosh. All right, let's see. Let's give him a good assortment of days. I'm going to say he has 25,000 days left. Start the countdown clock now. Someone do the math, figure out how long that is. 25,000 days. Sorry, Brian, but that's it. You, my friend, Brian, have 30,000 days left, so you will live with a little bit of heartbreak. Oh, so sad. Well, that is sad. Helen Mansfield writes, why can't you get the Duplass boys on the show, yo? Okay, first of all, don't use that kind of hip-hop language with me, butthole. Helen, you're a real butthole. No, Mark, definitely on the show. Jay would love to have on the show. They'll come on the show. I want them on the show. It's going to happen. Lay off me, yo. Seth Harrison writes, soft pretzels or hard pretzels, mustard or cheese? Dude, soft pretzels, mustard. That's how I roll. I like a nice soft pretzel, but not like those shitty ones that they spray with like Windex and then they dip in salt. That doesn't count. It's like manufactured pretzel. I want a real nice, good cooked pretzel with some sweet mustard. Not sweet mustard, spicy mustard. Okay. Bethany London Allgood writes, what was the first movie you and June saw together? Ooh, that's a good question. And it actually was a shitty movie. I wanted to go see The Boxer. Oh, The Boxer, the Clint Eastwood movie with Hilary Swank. And she wanted to go see A Love Song for Bobby Long, which is a terrible John Travolta movie. Terrible. That's amazing that actually was a bond of our relationship. You brought that up. And you know what? That means, Bethany, you get the cue of the day, which means you win nothing. Div Collins writes, I get that the weather outside is frightful, and sure the fire is so delightful, but why do I have no place to go? Do you really want me to tell you why you have no place to go? Because your friends don't like you. Sure, the fire's nice, but it's not a friend. After you ratted out all your friends because you were undercover in that bike gang for so long, you lost all of them. And then all your friends on the inside, they're like, where did Div go? Div was our buddy, and then he went undercover, or she went undercover. So, yeah, guess what? You're a great cop, and you busted all your fake friends, and all your real friends left you. So the fireplace is your only friend, so get used to it, you dummy. Sam Lowe writes, what should I get as my next tattoo? Simple. Nick Cage in a bee's mask, and just a little cartoon caption that goes, not the bees, not the bees. That would be a fucking baller tattoo. That's right, I said it, baller. All right, everybody, that is our mini episode. We thank you so much for listening. Winter's Tale, Colin Farrell, go see it in the theater. I have to. Jason and I will be sitting in a theater with you, and we have a very special guest coming up too, which I'm excited about for this episode. Someone who's never been on the show, like every other guest we've had, but someone who is a Earwolf regular. Ooh, how's that for a hint? All right, just a reminder, Aliens vs. Parker. At Amazon. Go pick it up. 314, live show at Largo, Los Angeles. Late show tickets still available. Hulkamania movies will be announced soon. And finally, follow us on Twitter. Make your comments on our Facebook page, and your corrections and omissions can always go on the Earwolf Forum. We thank you, and we love you. Goodbye.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. The wolf dead.